I've always loved this. It's a little story by a woman named Portia Nelson. And she was asked, as a group of people were asked, in a seminar, to write down her autobiography. But they said, you only have one page, and you have to write your autobiography in 5 short chapters on one page, the autobiography of your life. That was the assignment. So Portia Nelson wrote her autobiography of her life in 5 short chapters. And this is what she said. Chapter 1. I walk down the street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I fall in. I am lost. I am helpless. It isn't my fault. It takes forever to find a way out. Chapter 2. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I pretend I don't see it. I fall in again. I can't believe I'm in the same place. But it isn't my fault. It still takes a long time to get out. Chapter 3. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I see it there. I still fall in. It's a habit. My eyes are open. I know where I am. It is my fault. I get out immediately. Chapter 4. I walk down the same street. There's a deep hole in the sidewalk. I walk around it. Chapter 5. I walk down another street. The story of her life. And it's really the story of higher consciousness, and it's the story of manifesting. Being able to manifest your heart's desire, to align yourself and your intentions with this divine organizing intelligence that is limitless, that is inexhaustible, that is ever expanding, that is abundant, that is all providing and all knowing and everywhere at the same time, is like walking down another street. To align yourself with that and to know that that alignment in itself is enough to bring whatever it is that has particularized, that is individualized, into the world that you would like to have show up in your life and align with the particularization of that divine intelligence that is you, that it's just bringing it all together. It's just a realignment. And it will cooperate with you.